his glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So you, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Been pondering since the beginning of Lent, the fundamental purpose of this Lenten season is for us to become like God the Father. Jesus announced that to us on Ash Wednesday when he said we're to pray differently from all the rest. So many pray for other people to notice. He said, go to the treasure room in your house, go to where your valuables are, pray to your Father in secret, make your Father your treasure so that you will be able to share his mind. Jesus said, when you fast, fast differently than all the other people who are doing it as a display so that others might think that they're holy. When you fast, wash your face. And he goes on. The ultimate purpose of fasting is so that we can learn to hunger for what God hungers for. And on the Friday and Saturday of last week, right after Ash Wednesday, it described what God hungered for. He wants us to care for those who are needy. He wants us to share our bread with the hungry. He wants us to set the oppressed free. He wants us to carry out Jesus' messianic mission. And he wants us to starve for that more than a person who hasn't eaten for 40 days hungers for bread. He said, when you give alms, don't do it the way everybody else does so that they'll be repaid. Do it so that you're extending the generosity you have received from God the Father. So that in generously giving to others what God has generously given to you, you might become more like God. The Lenten season is about examining ourselves and saying, am I really living as a chip off that old divine block? Am I really entering into God? Or am I just a sort of part-time believer? That there are times when I pray, but most of the rest of the time I live like everybody else lives. There are times that I fast, but for the most part, I party like the biggest frat party animals. That, yeah, I'll be generous and I'll give some things out, but my whole life isn't one of self-giving. That's just a part of my life. Lent is a time for us to focus on that. Today in the readings, it helps us to recognize that God makes a covenant. He makes a gift so that precisely we can receive the help we need in order to live this way. But he wants us to examine how we're upholding our end of that covenant for which he gives us his help to do. Book of Deuteronomy today, Moses spoke to the people saying, observe all that the Lord commands you with your whole heart and with all your soul. On Ash Wednesday, Joel told us to return to the Lord with our whole heart. Because one of the biggest things facing us is that our heart is divided. Yes, we love the Lord, but not yet with 100% of our heart. God wants to give us that grace to love him in the concrete with all we've got. Today you're making this covenant with the Lord. He is to be your God. He's going to give you all that the most loving father would ever give a son or daughter. So we've been pondering early this week. But this is our end of the deal. Not to stay put. To walk in his ways. And we're going to be dynamically following the Lord when we observe his statutes, commandments, decrees, and hearken to his voice. To walk in the Lord's ways. That's our end of the deal. To walk in the Lord's ways means to walk as God walks, to act as God acts, If we do so, we will be the most blessed people on earth. We said in the responsorial psalm today, blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord, who observe His decrees and who seek Him with all their heart. That's the path to blessedness. That's the path to the eternal Easter. That's the journey on which we set out every Lent. But then Jesus gets most specific in the Gospel. And He challenges us beyond our comfort zones. It is very important for us to grasp that to be a Catholic, we need to live, not just know what Jesus says today. So many of us as Catholics think that all God's plans for us are just that we be good people, just like anybody else. The only thing that will really distinguish us from a good pagan or a good Muslim or a good Hindu or a good Buddhist is that we worship God a little differently than they do. But fundamentally, we're just seeking to be good people who don't harm the people who are wounded, who give a little, who pray a little, who set a good example, who don't become serial killers. No. What's really distinctive about Christianity is in today's gospel. And we need to confront it right on and know that God will give us the graces in His covenant to live these words. Jesus yesterday told us that our righteousness, our holiness, has to surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. They prayed 3 times a day, they fasted 3 times a week, they gave 10% of everything they owned over to the poor. Jesus says that our holiness has to exceed theirs, not necessarily in quantity, but coming truly from the heart. And today He describes it. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And what's the standard for this? It's the whole standard of Lent. So that you may be for real children of your heavenly Father. He makes His sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the fields of the just and the unjust. And then He distinguishes. If all we do is love those who love us, we're no different from everybody else. And Jesus calls us to be different from everybody else. Calls us to be a people peculiarly His, as we heard in that first reading. By the graces that we receive and the way we respond to them. If we love only those who love us, we're no different. If we scratch the backs of those who scratch our backs, we're no different. If we only greet those we already know, there's nothing unusual about that. If we sacrifice only for those who will sacrifice for us, big whoop, Jesus is saying. The pagans do just the same. Any virtuous person does that. He calls us to a different standard. He calls us to the Father's standard. And He summarizes all of this by saying, be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. A lot of the times when we hear that word, we say that's an unachievable standard. We misunderstand what Jesus is saying. We think that to be perfect means we're going to get 100 on every test we ever take. We're going to hit a home run on every swing we take. It doesn't. That word in Greek, perfect, is teleos. The word for end or goal is telos in Greek. And so the word teleos, translated perfect, means fit for the end, fit for the goal. It doesn't mean errorless. It means appropriate. A hammer is teleos for banging in a nail. A student who's really mastered the material is teleos for the subject matter. What's our goal? What's our end? What does it mean to be appropriate to the whole way and reason why we're alive? Our goal is to become children of the Heavenly Father. Our goal is to be chips off the old divine block. And so we'll achieve our end when we become like God the Father. And that's the whole purpose of Lent. To help us to become like God the Father. And that's an urgent call. To become as merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. To seek to become generous, patterning our whole life on His generosity. To do good even for those who are evil to us. Because God the Father is merciful to all His prodigal sons. So that's why we will go the extra mile and even pray for those who are trying to kill us. Pray for ISIS members who are beheading Christians again yet today. We're praying for the persecutors because that's what God does. Is this something we do? Do we really love our enemies? Think about those. We as Christians aren't supposed to make or have enemies. It's not what a Christian's called to. But there are others who make themselves our enemies in the same way that they made themselves the enemies of the Lord. He said, if they hate me, they'll hate you too. If they drag me before synagogues and judges, they'll do the same for you. There are people who oppose us because they ultimately oppose the Lord in the same way that the devil is constantly opposing the Lord. But when people do oppose us who have made themselves our enemies because we behave as Christians, how do we actually respond in that case? Do we love them? If we're going to love them, we have to understand what word Jesus is saying there. And a lot of the times, again, we think that this is an impossible standard and therefore we're excused in blowing it off because we think that the Lord's calling us to love in a different way. There are four words in Greek for love. First word is storge. It means familial affection for those who are near and dear to us. We're not supposed to have storge for our enemies. Second word is philia, which is the love of friendship, seeing the other as a second self. It's based on having a real common good between you. Those who are our mortal adversaries, we're not going to have an awful lot in common. We're not necessarily going to befriend them because they're not open to the reciprocal relationship of friendship. Jesus isn't calling us to love them in that way. Third type of love is romantic love. He's absolutely not calling us to marry our enemies. If you think marriages aren't happy now, imagine what that would be. He calls us to agape. He calls us to this unconquerable benevolence. Invincible goodwill. That no matter what they do, we're going to conquer evil by love. Because that's ultimately the way God the Father has treated us. When we've made ourselves His enemy. And we've chosen other gods. When we've turned our back on Him and wandered away through sin. He constantly has treated us like His beloved sons and daughters. Letting His rain fall on us. Giving us a chance to come back. And that's why we're called to forgive 70 times 7 times. Because God has forgiven us more. That's why we're supposed to look at whatever debts anybody owes us as chump change compared to what we owe God through the sins that led to the murder of His Son on the cross. That once we've experienced this incredible love, once we've received it, how can we not share it? That's the covenant that the Lord makes with us. He says to us every Lent, what He says to us today, I'm making a covenant with you. I'll be your God. I will love you with all the love that you can possibly ever receive. But your end of the deal is to walk in my ways, to become merciful as I'm merciful, to love those who have made themselves your enemies just like I love to the death of my Son those who have made themselves my enemies. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That you'll be as generous, that you'll be as righteous as I've made you to be, so that others in seeing you might see a little bit of reflection in me. It's always been such a great joy to preach with St. John Vianney looking at me, because I have such a great devotion to him. When people used to travel to that isolated hamlet in southeastern France to wait 8 days for 5 minutes of confessional with this man, they would always say, even though it would have been so much more convenient for them just to go to one of the priests in their village or city, that they were coming to ours because they saw Dieu dans un homme, God in a man. They saw a spark of God's providential loving mercy in this man. And that's why they would make such effort to come into his presence. With the graces that God wants to give us this Lent, may Jesus, and not just others, be able to say to us, I see God the Father in you. Blessed are those who follow this law of the Lord and walk in his ways with all their heart. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.